Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the 14th and final chapter of Hilchos Shechita. In fact, this is the final chapter in all of Sefer Kedusha. In this Perek, the Rambam will discuss the positive command to cover the blood of certain animals after slaughtering them. Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah Saseh Lechazos Dam Shechitas Chaya Tahora O'ov Tahor. Shneamar Asher Yotzot Seid Chaya O'ov Asher Yochel Shavachas Tamo V'chizohu Ba'afar. There's a positive Torah command for one to cover the blood after having slaughtered an animal which is an undomesticated kosher species of animal, or a kosher bird species. As the pasuk says, when you capture an undomesticated sort of kosher species, or a bird that shall be permitted for you to eat, and then you spill its blood, you shall cover it with dirt. Accordingly, one is obligated to make a blessing before he covers it, and the blessing is, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kishonam Tzav Etivanu, Al Kisoy Hadam. This mitzvah of covering the blood applies whether the animal was one which was available to him, he didn't actually capture it, or one that was actually captured. The reason why the pasuk had referred to one which is captured, hunted, is simply because that is a standard case. This mitzvah applies only regarding mundane animals, not ones that are sanctified. Bein kachay mizbeach, bein kachay vedek bayis. Whichever type of sanctification it might be, whether one that has been sanctified in order to be offered up on the altar, on the Mizbeach, or one which is simply sanctified to be used in the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, in that fund of the Bedek HaBayis. If one had transgressed and slaughtered them, he is not obligated to go and cover its blood. Because, in these circumstances, ones that are sanctified, there is a transgression in slaughtering them outside of the context where one is supposed to. Lach Gimel. If one slaughters an undomesticated animal or a bird and afterwards sanctifies them or sanctifies the blood, in that circumstance, though, he will be obligated to cover the blood. If there's an animal which is a hybrid, which had come from a domesticated as well as an undomesticated animal, or similarly, an animal which is uncertain whether it counts as a domesticated or undomesticated animal, in that case, one is obligated to cover the blood, but one does not make the blessing out of doubt. If one slaughters, because it's essential to slaughter this animal for the sake of somebody who is ill on the day of Shabbos, then in that circumstance, he's obligated to cover, but he only does so after Shabbos. Similarly, if one slaughters a circumstance as was just described, where it's unclear whether he's actually obligated to cover the blood, so in that case, when it was done on Yontif, he only will cover the blood after Yontif. If one slaughters numerous birds or numerous undomesticated animals all in one place, in that circumstance, he only makes one blessing for all of them, and then can cover the blood of all of them all at once. Halacha Vav. Damchen is ari b'mayim, im yesh bo mari dam, chayav l'chasos, im lav, pater. If the blood becomes mixed with water, so then if it still looks like blood, then one is obligated to still cover it. But if it doesn't look like blood any longer, the water has diluted it to such a degree it doesn't appear like blood, in that case, you are not obligated to cover it. It is ari b'yayin o b'dam behema, ronosan ki'ilu heimayim. Im efter shiur amara hadam shechayav l'chasoso kishir seh ilu hayamayim, chayav l'chasos hakol, v'im lav, pater. If instead this blood becomes mixed with wine or other blood, such as the blood of a domesticated creature, which one is not obligated to cover, in that circumstance, so then we view that other substance as if it were water, because you can't actually tell based off the coloring whether it looks like blood, since these other things are red as well. Thus, we imagine if it were water, and it was this amount of water, therefore, if it would be the type which would change the coloration of the blood to be like water, so then you are not obligated to cover it. But if it would still look like blood, then you would be obligated to cover the blood in this circumstance as well. If one had covered the blood, and then for whatever reason it had become uncovered, one is not obligated to go and cover it a second time. If the wind had covered it before one had a chance to cover it the first time, one is not obligated to go and cover it. Chazar Beneskala Achar Shekisau HaRuach Chayav Chasos. However, in this case, if after the wind had covered it, before one himself had covered it, the blood becomes uncovered, in that circumstance, you are obligated to go and cover it. Halacha Ches. Dam Hanitas V'sha'al HaSakin Im Ein Shom Dam Elohu Chayav Chasos. If the only blood available is the blood which had spurted out at the time when the animal was being slaughtered, and the blood that's on the knife, in that case, you cover that blood. But otherwise, you would not be obligated to cover it. Lachates. Shachaf nivla hadam bekarka, imri shimu nikar chayim l'chasos. Vimlav, harizek kimisha kisu haruach upatrim l'chasos. If one had slaughtered an animal, and then the blood had become absorbed in the earth, if it's still recognizable where it had been absorbed, so then one is obligated to cover it. But if not, this is as if it had been covered up by dirt from the wind, and therefore one is not obligated to cover it. Halacha yud. Ein chai b'kisoi el adam shchita ho'ru yalachila, shne'emar asher yachel. The only blood which is obligated to be covered is blood that had come from a slaughter, which ends up leading to an animal which is permitted to be eaten. As Balzac says, that it may be eaten. Lefikach, hashochet nimzei strefa, o hashochet chulim bazara, o hashochet chai v'ov, shenigmar dinon l'skila, v'hashochet v'lesnabla b'yado, patrim l'chasos. Accordingly, if one had slaughtered an animal and it was discovered to then be a trefa, or when I had slaughtered a mundane animal in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara, or when I had slaughtered an undomesticated animal or a bird that had been sentenced, condemned to death through stoning, or if one had slaughtered an animal but had messed up the process of slaughter and the animal became a nevela, in that case, one is not obligated to cover the blood. Similarly, if somebody who is a deaf mute or is not mentally competent or is just a child slaughters an animal, in that circumstance, if it was done all on their own and therefore the food is not permitted to be eaten, they are also exempt from having the blood covered. Lach Yud Aleph. B'man mechasin, what can be used to cover the blood? B'sid, u'gafsis, b'zevel da'ak, u'b'chol da'ak, she'en ha'yotzer tarach l'kasho, v'shchikas ha'banim, v'charashim, v'no'eres sh'pishtan da'ka, v'no'seres charashim da'ka, v'veina, v'charsis, v'mugufa, sh'katsa, sh'kol elu min afarhein. The essential principle is that you need something which is a type of dirt, and therefore you can either use actual dirt or various other substances like dirt, lime or something which has been very finely ground up as fertilizer, or very fine sand that doesn't need to be crushed by the potter any longer, or crushed rocks and earthenware vessels that have been crushed, or sawdust which is very fine, or burned type of mud or bricks, and all these other sort of things which can be classified as dirt. If, however, one had covered it up with a vessel, or had covered it up with stones, that does not qualify as a covering, because the pasuk says it must be done with earth. Accordingly, one is not able to use something which is still coarse, like coarse fertilizer, or coarse sand, or flour, or bran, or different types of grains, or filings from something which was once a metal utensil, because these don't qualify as afar, as earth. Chot mishchikas hazav bilvad, shemechasim behem b'nation nikra afar, shenemar v'afros zav lo, v'omer ad asher dak l'afar. The one exception to that, in terms of metal filings, are filings from gold. That alone is able to be used to cover the blood, because they are also referred to as dust in various psukim. Pasukim Eov says, and it possesses the dust of gold, and regarding the crushing up of the Egel HaZahav, the pasuk says it was crushed into thin dust. Halacha Yud Gimel. Mechasin b'shichor hu piach kivshon v'bachochel nikras psilim v'efer bein efer etin bein efer begadim afilu efer basar shenisraf sharei kasa me'afar sreifas achatas. You can use to cover the blood soot, which has come from an oven, or powder from mills, or even ashes. And this includes ashes from trees, or ashes from clothing, even ashes from meat that have been fully burned, because the pasuk speaks of ashes of the burned sin offering, the chatas. Umudr l'chasos b'afar irani dachas. It's also permitted to use the ashes from an irani dachas, a city which had had most of its inhabitants serve idolatry, and thus was condemned to be destroyed. You can use the ashes from that city to cover the blood. Halacha Yud Dalet. Hashochet tzarech litein afar lemata, v'achachach yesholto, v'achachach yichasa b'afar. Aval lo yeshol b'kli v'yichasa b'afar. When somebody slaughters, he must first put the earth below it, and then slaughter. and then pour the blood into that earth. And then afterwards, he covers it with earth. He's not supposed to slaughter the animal and then pour the blood into some sort of container and then cover that container, which contains the blood, with earth. The one who does the slaughter is the one who is supposed to cover the blood, as the Pasuk says, and he shall cover it with dirt. If, however, he did not cover it, and somebody else sees that it's there, uncovered, so then he's obligated to go ahead and cover it, because this is an independent, standalone mitzvah. It's not something which is dependent upon the one who had slaughtered it alone. Halacha Tezayin, the final halacha in the parak, and the final halacha in all of Hilchos Shechita, as well as Sefer Kedusha. Ukesh Machasa, lo yechas baraglu, el biyado, o besakin, o bekli. When one covers the blood, he's not supposed to cover it with his foot by stepping and kicking the dirt onto it. Rather, he should use his hand or the knife or some other vessel. Kedesh lo yenhog bo minhog bizayon, yu mitzvos bezuyos alav. In order that he not treat it in a disparaging fashion, and then mitzvos themselves should be something which are degraded to him. Because the honor that you are paying towards this mitzvah is not for the actual mitzvah itself, but rather it's to the one who had commanded us to follow him. The one who had rescued us from groping around in darkness, who had set for us this lamp to straighten all of the crooked paths, and a light to direct us through the upright ways. V'chein hu omer, ner l'ragli devarecha v'or l'nisivasi. And as the Pasuk says, Hashem, your words are a lamp to my feet and are a light for the pathways that I will take. We appreciate the mitzvos, and we treat them with respect because we appreciate how they are the vehicle through which Hashem has given us an ability to properly manage and navigate this world, ensuring that ultimately we will reach eternity by having perfected our ways in every possible aspect. Have a wonderful day.